Sharon, just give us the remedy for everything that's going wrong.
Amen.
Just praise his name. Amen. John chapter 19. Riley, go to verse 30. We'll just read one verse. John chapter 19, verse 30. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, God, for the reading of your word, for the songs, and we ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, you lead and guide in this service right now. Lord, if there's one here that's lost, God, help them to realize that need to be saved. God, if there's one here that's backslid, God, help them realize that need to get back to where you need to be, you want them to be, God. God, you speak to hearts right now as only you can. God, we praise you, we honor you, we give you glory, we lift up Jesus in the precious name of your only begotten Son. Amen. You may be seated. Bible tells us, if you study the Bible and you know the Bible tells us that Jesus came down, Jesus lived that perfect life so that to show you and I how to do it, amen. You and I could not do it. I don't care what nobody tells you. There's nobody perfect. The Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one, amen. So Jesus comes down and Jesus lives his life perfectly. He does nothing wrong. The Bible says there was no guile found in his mouth. In other words, Jesus was perfect from one end to the other. Amen. And the Bible tells us that they beat him. They spit on him. They tried him falsely. The Bible talks about how that he carried that cross to the Calvary. The Bible tells us how they pierced his side. They beat him with a cat of nine tails. The Bible tells all the agony that Jesus went through on that cross is accumulated right here in this verse. When Jesus said, "It is finished." Now let me just go ahead. It is finished. That comes from the Greek word teleo. It means to be complete or conclude or discharge a debt. This is a financial term. It can be used, Skip, in a financial term. In other words, what Jesus was saying is the debt is paid. If you break this down just a little bit further, Brother David, it comes from another Greek word, telos. It means to set out for a definite point or goal. My God, have mercy. When Jesus left heaven, Jesus had one thing on his mind. That was the cross of Calvary. When Jesus left heaven, Jesus had one goal. That was to get to that point where he bowed his head and said, "It is finished." Notice he did not say, "I am finished." Somebody ought to shout right there, amen. He did not say, "We are finished." He did not say, "Humanity is finished." He said, "It is finished." He had a job to do, and he did that job, and he finished it right there. I want to preach just a little while on this thought. Settled at the cross. Settled at the cross. Everything you and I thought about as I was studying this, Brother Robert, and the thing kept coming to my mind. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Amen. Now I want you to know something. Sin was settled at the cross. Sin was settled. Humanity's greatest problem was dealt with a little over 2,000 years ago at the cross of Calvary. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You got to understand something. That was not his debt. That was your debt. The Bible tells us every last one of us owed a sin debt, and that debt was death. Amen. You got to understand. The debt was great. Glory to God, but the blood was greater. Every sin that had ever been committed, every sin that would ever be committed was dealt with on that day. This is for every last one of us. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. Don't you come in here this morning thinking you all that. Don't you come in here this morning thinking you're going to get away with it. Don't you come in here this morning thinking you're going to slide through. I'm telling you right now, without the blood of Jesus, we all go to hell. This is everybody. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says this, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The penalty of sin was death. The penalty of sin was death. But Jesus took that for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Sin was dealt with. It was settled at the cross. Glory to God. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my soul was rolled away. Amen. Aren't you glad that your sin debt was paid? Aren't you glad that you don't have to worry about dying and going to hell all because of what Jesus Christ did at the cross? Your sin was settled at the cross. Amen. I get sick and tired of talking to people every once in a while. Well, you just don't know what I've done. You just don't know how bad I've been. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Jesus paid it all at the cross. Don't you worry about it anymore. Sin was settled at the cross. Satan was settled at the cross. The Bible tells us in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. The power of Satan was broken at the cross. Amen. Satan had a grip on this old world, Skip, and the Bible said that this world was his domain. Satan had a grip on this world. Nobody could. I'm telling you, he had a grip on everybody. He was doing his best to destroy everybody. But when Jesus died on that cross, the Bible said he made an open show of Satan taking everything and nailing it to the cross. Amen. He came down to Satan's house, kicked the door open, amen, walked in, took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He said, I'm in charge here. Amen. Satan was... I saw this little YouTube thing, Tony, and it was an older black lady. She was sitting there, and she was talking to this young man, and she was saying something to the effect of, the guy said, well, everybody's scared of Satan. She said, what? Any of y'all seen this? She said, what? Why are you scared of a created being?
Come on.
Huh? You got to understand something. He is a created being. All of his teeth was pulled at Calvary, glory to God. You ain't got to worry about him anymore. Jesus settled that at the cross. He was defeated. He was defeated at the cross. Now, we like to say that when Jesus came out of the tomb, he was defeated at the cross, amen. He was defeated at the cross. Satan was settled at the cross. You don't have to worry about him anymore. Salvation was settled at the cross. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6 says this, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, and the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Amen. The name is Jesus Christ. There's no other price that needs to be paid. Amen. You listen to me. There's no other price that can be paid. There's been a lot of people claim to be Jesus down through the years, Brother Ed. Buddha claimed to be a Savior. Muhammad claimed to be a Savior. But guess what? They could not do what Jesus did. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Salvation was settled at the cross. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 17 says, For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John chapter 10, verse 9, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. There was one way, there was one truth, there was one man, and his name is Jesus. Salvation. So if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you go ahead and you listen to me real good. It was settled at the cross. All you got to do is trust and believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Call out on him to be your Lord and personal Savior, and you shall be saved. Amen. Separation was settled at the cross. All you Christians ought to get ready to go ahead and unhook your seatbelt. Amen. And get ready to shout. Separation was settled at the cross. Matthew chapter 7, chapter 27, verse 50 says this. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks did rent. Now you and I have access to the throne, amen. You and hey, let me go ahead and tell you something. I was witness to a little young lady this week. I invited her to church. She said, we go to church up in Charlotte. It was a Catholic church. I'm thinking to myself, I sure am glad I ain't got to get in the closet and tell somebody wearing a dress what I need to. I'm telling you right now, glory to God. Hey, the Bible says when that veil was rent from top to bottom, that means it was rent, Brother Tony, by God himself. When Jesus died on that cross, God just reached down, took the veil, opened it up. Now you and I have access through the Father. The Bible says we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Brother Allen spoke at Senior Saints the other night. Did a fantastic job. And I agree 100% with what he said. Ain't nothing wrong with asking somebody to pray for you. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with coming into church and giving out prayer requests. But glory to God, I'm glad. I'm glad that I can get on my knees right by myself, amen. I ain't got to worry about having all the deacons. I ain't got to worry about having somebody else with me. I ain't got to worry about having about another preacher with me, glory to God. I can get on my knees, and the separation's been settled, Brother Benny. I can get in touch with heaven myself, glory to God, because the great God of glory looks down and sees the blood. He said he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Hold on a minute. Glory to God. Glory. I guess some of y'all ain't never had it over in the middle of the night when you didn't want to call somebody on the phone because everybody was asleep and you didn't have nobody else you could call on and you got down and you're on your knees right by yourself. Maybe that child was burning up with a fever. Maybe something else was going on in your life and you didn't have nobody. You didn't want to call nobody at 3 o'clock in the morning, Brother Skip. But Lord, there was one up in heaven. The Bible says he don't sleep or slumber, and I can get on my knees and I ain't got to worry about backing up to the throne. I can come boldly to the throne of grace. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whew. Separation was settled at the cross. Amen. Glory to God. Whew. My, my, my. I don't know about y'all, but I'm getting tired. As I was studying this, my mind went back to a sermon that I preached years ago. The bells are still ringing. We know the old story in the Old Testament that when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, the Bible says there were bells on the bottom of his robe. And as long as those bells was ringing, you knew the high priest was still working. Guess what? Jesus is our great high priest. Amen. And if you'll close your eyes right now, all you got to do is listen. And you can still hear them bells ringing, Ronnie. He's still working. The Bible said he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. Glory to God. Security, our suffering and sickness was settled at the cross. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 talks about by his stripes. We are healed. By his stripes we are healed. Folks, I when Jesus died on that cross, he carried every sin. When Jesus died on that cross, he took all our suffering. That's why Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I know I got a God in heaven that loved me enough, Clint, to take my sin all the way to that cross, to take my, to take every sin that I would ever commit on himself, take every suffering that I would ever go through on himself. And he loved me enough to do that. Why in the world am I still holding on to it? Why in the world am I still going on to it? Why in the world am I still griping and complaining about it? I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I just want to come lay it down at the cross, because that everything was settled at the cross, amen. If you'll just come and lay it down at the cross, everything will be all right. Amen. He might not work it out like you want it worked out. But glory to God, he will work it out. Amen. He will work it out. Security was settled at the cross. Now you listen to me. The Bible says in John chapter 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. It's a done deal. If you want to be saved, glory to God, all you got to do is call out. There ain't no provisions. There ain't no asterisks by that. If you got the right kind of Bible, glory to God, you ain't got to go back to the appendix. All you got to do is just say, hey, I can call out on Jesus. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, glory to God. That's King James Version right there, amen. Hey, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. You say, well, you don't know what I've done. I'm just going to quote it one more time. Shall be saved. I've committed murder. Shall be saved. I've committed adultery. Shall be saved. It don't matter what. I've been a drunk. I've been a drug addict. Shall be saved. Glory to God. I'm glad to know, and I'm telling you right now, even after you get saved, you're going to make mistakes. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Shall be saved. That's security, folks. Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What else you got to do? You ain't got to worry about going in the closet. You ain't got to worry about getting behind somewhere, filling out a paper, shaking my hand. My hand ain't going to do nothing but shake. I can't do nothing for you but shake your hand. Amen. You ain't got to worry about calling on grandma. You ain't got to worry about calling on grandpa. All you got to do is call out on Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. As long as we live. Now listen. As long as we live according to what this Bible tells us, I am just as secure as I could ever be. Amen. As long as you live like this Bible tells you, you're just as secure as you could ever be. Thank God, and it was settled at the cross. Satisfaction was settled at the cross. God's justice was taken care of at the cross. All through the Old Testament, Charlie, they would kill these animals, and they would take these animals, and the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, and they would sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat, Brother Tony, and every time they would sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat, it's almost like from heaven, you'd hear a cry, sacrifice, sacrifice. All those hundreds of thousands from the beginning of the temple and the tabernacle right on up, sacrifice. They would kill those animals. They would kill those bullocks. They would kill those goats. They would place it on the mercy seat, and it would say sacrifice. But all of a sudden, one day, Jesus gave his blood on the Calvary, and the Bible says that Jesus Christ himself, our high priest, the one that was holier than any other high priest that ever lived, stepped into the Holy of Holies and with his own blood, placed his own blood on the mercy seat. And from then on, it said satisfied, satisfied. Glory to God. Hey, the cross satisfied God. You'll never satisfy God in your flesh. You'll never satisfy God in this world. But glory to God, when the blood is applied, we can say satisfied in the name of Jesus. Everything was settled at the cross. Everything was settled at the cross. Now let me ask you a question. Can you do please forgive me? What's going on in your life right now? What's going on in your life right now? It was settled at the cross. Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what you're going through, but I got a God in heaven that does. And it was settled at the cross. Said, preacher, I got all this sickness. It was settled at the cross. Preacher, I got all this suffering and sorrow and going on in my life. And there have been people already on this altar praying about suffering and things that's going on in life. It was settled at the cross. If you're here this morning, you say, preacher, I'm not saved. It was settled at the cross. Now listen. It was settled at the cross. But you got to accept it. You've got to accept it. If you would bow your heads with me.